Welcome to the Council of Better Business Bureaus podcast, Better Business, Better Series, where we will explore top-of-mind topics with business and industry leaders to understand the leading trends and innovations that continue to push the envelope in today's marketplace.
For the Better Business, Better Series podcast, I'm Will Johnson. April is Financial Literacy Month, and today we are talking about women in entrepreneurship, and specifically looking at financial planning when it comes to meeting the challenges that women business owners face. We are joined by Yumi Clark, Vice President, New Product Development at Capital One. She is also the executive sponsor for the Capital One Women's Network in San Francisco, where she is joining us from this morning. Yumi, thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning.
So this is a really important topic and a big one that we're looking forward to talking to you about. What is the current landscape for women owning their own businesses? Are we seeing a spike in women wanting to own and manage business?
Yes. Women-owned businesses have experienced tremendous growth in recent years. For example, we see that 11.3 million U.S. businesses are currently owned by women. And the most interesting stat for me as we're thinking about all this is an average of 1,000 new women-owned companies are being started every day. And as we think about it, that more and more people, more and more women are interested in creating their business. And we're seeing that within the Capital One space as well.
And do you have research or thoughts on why this is happening?
Yes, there's a lot of research that we've been finding. And there's been a few reasons that we've been seeing as to why female entrepreneurs are interested in creating their own businesses. A couple of them have to do with more of their financial freedom as they're balancing out some of the work-life balance issues, as well as creating new ideas and making sure that they have the ability to affect kind of their own future. Another idea that we're seeing is that they are not taking a step back. They're actually looking at creating more executable ideas. And so they're going out right now to prove their ideas out, knowing that many of the women are having more challenges, maybe in terms of like corporate life. If we're thinking about where women have been making about 80 cents to the dollar compared to men. And so I think more and more we're seeing women that are trying to take the reins and really drive their ideas forward without having other people tell them exactly what to do, knowing that they have a lot of the balancing issues and have good ideas themselves.
Yeah. And you mentioned that 1,000 businesses a day, small businesses, that's an astounding number.
Yes, very much so. And I think that as we go forward, you're going to see a lot more of this. When we're thinking about female leaders, there's more businesses with female leaders that were started in the last 10 years compared to all businesses. And as we think about going forward in 2017, women are expected to own 39% of all U.S. businesses in the coming year. So we're seeing a lot more movement from women with regards to entrepreneurship as well as kind of small business ownership.
And we want those women to succeed, those 1,000 a day. What are we talking about when we talk about specific challenges that women face? What are those challenges?
There's a lot. There's not only the balancing issues that we were mentioning previously, but the reality is that if you think about funding, so one of the recent statistics that I heard from the Harvard Business School study was that men and women received different funding interest on the exact same script. So for women that were pitching the same idea, they got 32% of the funding interest versus 68% of the men who were pitching the same idea. So basically, even though it was the same idea, only half the women got the same funding interest level compared to men, which basically tells you how much of a challenge women have with regards to funding.
And this would be funding from individuals or investors?
Primarily through investors. And so women-owned businesses have challenges with regards to that funding.
So the same exact idea from in this study that they came up with, they found that women were getting less attention from these investors, which is crazy.
Yes, definitely so. And that could be tied to, if you think about where women hold executive positions. So we are also know that only 4.8% of the CEO positions in Fortune 500 companies are women, and board seats as well are something that women don't hold. So when you start thinking about the whole ecosystem, not only are women not at the executive levels, they are not in the position to help with funding, and women that are asking for funding and asking for executive positions are having challenges when they're going up against their male counterparts.
So in a way, we're seeing studies, research, or numbers at the top of a business with CEOs, leaders, board members, but also then at the very beginning where women are trying to get into a business or start a business.
That's very true. Many of the women have challenges as they're trying to go in. However, there's a bright side to all this. As we were thinking about women and female business owners and their challenges, there's a lot of optimism that's being driven by these entrepreneurs. And so some of the other statistics that we're seeing in the market are very much in that vein. So, for example, we've seen that 77% of women owners plan to hire full-time employees in the next 12 months. And what that shows is while they're having funding challenges, they see bright spots in their business where they think their business can grow. Oh, and then with that, 32% of women-owned businesses are actively expanding compared to 27% of women-owned businesses. So while there are challenges, women are not having those things stop them, and they are definitely going for it.
Let's talk about opportunities that women might have that they might not be aware of when they're starting their own business. Are there specific opportunities that women have?
Yes. With regards to female entrepreneurship, there are specific programs that women can take advantage of, and those are things that Capital One is also sponsoring. So as part of our Future Edge initiative, we support, for example, Grameen America. Grameen America has been a partner since 2009, and what they do is they provide low-interest loans to female business entrepreneurs. And they also help with financial education as well as operating support. And so that goes into some of the mentoring that Capital One does with regards to female entrepreneurs. And what they do is they provide low interest loans, and Capital One has helped support and fund the more than $3.2 million in low interest loans that Grameen America has provided. In addition to that, there is another service called businessadvising.org, which is a partnership that Capital One has where there is a skilled and experienced mentor that provides information for these small business owners, these women entrepreneurs, to get a flavor of what they should be doing, the do's and don'ts and best practices. And in addition to that, we're also helping out with Kiva. Kiva is a global micro-lending organization, but they do have specific support in cities across the United States. And what we've done there with Capital One is provided loans to help small businesses on Kiva's crowdfunding platform.
And let me ask, as you work with small business owners and especially women entrepreneurs in this case, are there instances of women being able to support one another in developing businesses from concept to fruition, and maybe somebody who really didn't know about another business but is there as a mentor, an advisor, or just as a colleague that can help get through the ups and downs of starting a business?
Yes, so very much so. So some of the programs that I mentioned help provide kind of peer mentorship as well. So with regards to Grameen America, one of the requirements that they have as part of their service is to have that mentorship opportunity that's going across the different women entrepreneurs. They do it kind of from a peer-to-peer level, as well as from a manager, as well as some of the partnerships that they have, such as with Capital One. In addition to that, some of the other tools, such as the businessadvising.org, they do provide an online mentoring platform where businesses such as Capital One go in and help them figure out what kinds of things that they should be doing and help them accelerate their businesses. So there's a lot of these services. In addition to that, SBA, the Small Business Association that the U.S. government supports, also has those types of services available to them. And there's oftentimes a public-private partnership that happens. And as long as women are looking for these types of things, there's a lot of opportunities out there. And then lastly, sometimes women entrepreneurs are saying, well, where do I start? At Capital One, we do have a Spark Business IQ website. So it's www.sparkbusinessiq.com, where we help surface some of these resources and tips and inspiration that they can go out then link out to different services as well as other sites that can help their businesses grow.
Okay, so that's a Capital One site, and that's where someone who is thinking about starting a business should maybe begin, in your opinion?
Yes, very much so. It's a springboard into other resources that could be available to them, in addition to thinking about the mechanics of actually starting your own business with regards to the deposits accounts or the credit cards and things like that.
Tell me if I got it right, sparkbusiness.org, or correct me.
It's www.sparkbusinessiq.com.
IQ, I left the IQ out. Okay, great. Really helpful information, Yumi, and I hope is helpful for women out there who are thinking of starting a business or who have already started one and could use some extra help. So thank you so much, Yumi Clark, Vice President, New Product Development at Capital One.
Thank you very much.
And if you'd like to learn more about the Better Business Bureau and Financial Literacy Month, all this month of April, visit us at betterbusinessbureau.org. For the Better Business, Better Series podcast, I'm Will Johnson.
You just enjoyed Better Business, Better Series podcast. Be sure to tune in next month for a brand new episode. To learn more about our other shows, visit betterbusiness.blueberry.com. That's betterbusiness.blueberry.com and subscribe. The thoughts and opinions expressed on this podcast are the views and opinions of the guests, not those of the Better Business Bureau, Council of Better Business Bureaus, or program affiliates. This podcast is for information and educational purposes only and is copyrighted with all rights reserved. This podcast is protected by Blueberry's Terms of Service.